Our meeting. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everybody here. It is February 10th and we are in Salinas. Ms. Hewitt, would you like to take roll?
Thank you. Les Balker. Here. Monica Hunter. Daniel Press.
Present.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Jeffrey Young.
Present.
John Hayashi.
Present.
Gary Shallcross.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everybody. To my left is Lori Okun from the State Water Resources Control Board, our counsel. And we just heard from Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant. Sitting next to her is Michael Thomas, assistant executive officer. Right behind him is Harvey Packard, our division chief. And we have some other staff who we will be hearing from later. If you're interested in speaking today, we have testimony cards somewhere for you to fill out. And if you could hand those to staff, they'll pass those forward. We'd appreciate that. We have supplemental sheets for items that where there's some additional material after the agenda was prepared. As far as today's items, we have a couple of minor supplemental semi-minor supplemental sheets for items 11 and 12. Those are the Watsonville landfill and the Monterey Peninsula landfill, and I'll discuss those hopefully to keep those on the consent calendar. I'll just review those changes. And then we have supplemental sheets for the executive officer's report, which is item 31, and that is simply a letter to the Ocean Protection Council, which was referenced in the EO report but apparently did not get included as an attachment originally. Also, as far as today's agenda, for items 25 and 26, and that's under enforcement, Paul Trucking and Gilroy Unified, those two dischargers have signed their waiver forms and paid the penalty amount, so there will be no hearing on those.
And what about Allisol Unified School District?
Well, we'll have to go ahead and open the hearing on that one because we don't actually have the check, even though they indicated that they were submitting it.
Okay.
And also in our audience is Jerry Secundi of the State Water Resources Control Board. He's a board member and is the liaison assigned to this board. Thanks for joining us again today. And staff, is there anything I missed? Well, we'll get to that in a second. ZBEST, was that that's a supplemental sheet. Okay, ZBEST is item
15.
Thanks, Harvey, I didn't have that marked. And that's another one I think I can cover during the consent calendar. And I guess as part of introductions, if we could go to this item.
Okay.
Bruce Daniels. Come on up here. This is a plaque that we're presenting to you for your service to the board, and it's my pleasure to be able to give this to you. Mm-hmm. It was very enjoyable working with you, and everybody benefited from your analytical skills and your participation, and we hope at some point you'll be coming back to the board.
That would be great.
So we've left space here for when we will add a future tenure back on the board. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think she's calling you.
Hey, Bruce, the only reason they save the space is because under budget constraints, they can't issue a second one.
All right, can I say something
Sure.
first before you do? As executive officer, I work pretty closely with the chairs of our boards, and Bruce served as chair and did a great job as chair and during his tenure as a regular board member as well. And I was thinking that if we had an award for the most dedicated board member, that you would definitely be a candidate for it, because your tenacity and perseverance and your dedication in going through all the materials and asking questions about the materials and helping the staff, I think, to do a better job for the rest of the board and for the region was really something, because you were very diligent and you pointed out things where we could improve, and I think we did. And so I think that, you know, you went beyond your the normal role of a board member in actually making us a better organization, and that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, could I also weigh in with that? Coming onto this board, I think others have had the same experience. You come on, you think, oh, this is exciting. And then you hear Bruce Daniels go through an item, and you get scared to death. Like, oh, my God, is this the level of analysis, the level of detail? How did he possibly not only find time to go through the enforcement report the way he did and pick up the items that he did and then kind of put it in the big picture? It's remarkable. I just hope that someday that I can get to the level of analysis and effectiveness that you brought to it seemingly so easily, Bruce. So I thank you for a mentorship and teaching purpose on the board.
I indeed think that was, you know, one of the things that I felt I could give was the, and it's important. I mean, the details, the consistency are important things to do, and it doesn't come easy. You have to work at it. And in fact, you know, in some ways, in my career, I've always heard it said that a manager, and I think all of us on this board are kind of managers of the water quality in this whole region, that the role of a manager is to ask the stupid questions, because often it turns out the stupid question is exactly the right question that, you know, people are just not comfortable asking, and, you know why is this elephant in the room kind of thing. And so I've always felt that, you know, whatever I'm doing, that, you know, it's my role to ask the stupid questions. So
you found the mice in the room too.
well, right, thank you. And you know, another thing I think is important that I tried to do, and I know you do too, is that, you know, when we're doing the enforcement kinds of actions, to, you know, to make sure that they're really effective, because, you know, we don't want to do lots of them. None of us like to fine anybody anything. We just want the water quality protected. But sometimes we need to, you know, to make the conditions. I remember the first time we did an erosion fine. The next day, I was told that it appeared on the desk of the Planning Commission down at the county, that fine. And so it was acting as it should have been, as a warning to others to go out and do the right thing and don't get fined, because, you know, none of us like that either. So those are important things. It's meant a lot to me to be on this board. I think this is one of my peak experiences in my life, was being here. And I remember the first day I got on it, and I drove down with Russ. Russ drove down to San Luis Obispo, and how welcoming everybody was. But there's a zillion things to do in this board. You have to learn the law. You have to learn, you know, health issues, you know, protection of wildlife issues, geology issues, and all the things to deal with. And I really want to thank all of you for, you know, helping me do the job that I could do on this board, because it's been very meaningful to me. So thank you all. And, you know, hopefully I'll be back again as, you know, in my regular job. I mean, that's the interesting thing. I mean, some people think of us as, you know, full-time employees, but I once sat down and figured out how much money I made doing this. And I would have been lucky to get minimum wage instead, because, you know, it was, when you consider, you know, the every day of meeting, I plan to have a weekend to spend doing that reading to prepare, and all the travel time, and, you know, $100 for a day's activity spread out over that amount of time is, you know, way below $5 an hour. And it's an important thing I think all of you are doing, so thank you for the work you do. And I'll be seeing you around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Although, you know, every cloud has a silver lining, and the meetings have been a lot shorter since Bruce left.
That's not true.
Also, I want to thank Bruce for a real pearl of wisdom. I just wish the entire staff was here to hear you say that it's the role of a manager to ask the dumb questions, because that would be very helpful for me.
Okay, so...